meeting, and Tracy Fidel has a presentation for us and some questions.
Can we do a roll call first?
And we'll have a roll call first.
See how easy it is.
Okay. Board Cochran?
Here.
Board Chair Barbieri?
Yes.
Board Member Knudsen?
Here.
Board Member Harker?
Here.
Board Member Bridges?
Here.
Madam Chair, there's one item of business on the minutes, if you'd like to consider that first.
What am I missing here? Oh, yes.
Looking at your agenda.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yes, thank you, Mayor.
I move that we adopt the RDA Board Meeting Minutes from January 5th, 2022.
A second.
Roll call.
Second. Okay, Board Member Knudsen?
Yes.
Board Member Harker?
Yes.
Board Member Bridges?
Yes.
Board Member Cochran?
Yes.
And Board Chair Barbieri?
Yes. Tracy?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And we have had some questions from some constituents related to this particular issue. So maybe I can give just a little, if you'd like me to, give just a little
Absolutely.
Bit of background. So Madam Chair, members of the council, mayor, and others who are still here, the redevelopment agency, which is under state law, we can create a separate legal entity that has a lot of flexibility and can be more nimble with things like property, for example. And so a couple of years ago, when being concerned about the status of the what I'll call the Kmart, the old Kmart development there, some property became available. And so the RDA, your predecessors, and even some of you were on the RDA board then at that particular time, made the suggestion on staff recommendation that we purchase that property. Of course, the purpose of purchasing that property was to give us as a city and as a redevelopment agency the maximum flexibility and actually to have some say, because we'll be property owners, in what actually happens in that particular project. Because we've been increasingly concerned about what's happening there as big boxes and other retail places are essentially changing as retail continues to change. And so we bought the property on the corner, which was, the whole project's about 16 and a half acres, but this particular parcel that we purchased is about an acre and a quarter. And we purchased the property with the understanding that we knew the RDA would sell it at some point. And the idea was to partner with someone who had the horsepower, the financial wherewithal to do something substantive and meaningful there rather than just some sort of incremental changes. And knowing if we, because, you know, we're really limited in what we can do. Our responsibility or our role as in municipal government is really relates to a regulatory authority. But by purchasing that corner, it gave us a little more skin in the game. In other words, we'd have some say in how it has actually developed as an owner of part of the project rather than just our regulatory authority. So you made the decision to purchase that property. We got the property at a pretty good price and we used a bond proceeds to purchase it. And so we owned that piece of dirt and we've been renting it out to tenants, at least part of it, we've been renting it out over the last little while to assist in the payment of the bond for the project. And so I'll get in maybe into the numbers in just a second. But the idea is that what we were hoping would happen is that we would actively recruit a partner who would rethink the entire project. Well, as you know, we did actively recruit. It didn't just happen. The mayor and her team, Wayne and JT and Scott, worked really hard and partnered with a very reputable developer that has an excellent track record of working with municipal government, and that developer is the Thackeray Company. And we met with the Thackeray Company, as you know, and we entered into a series of agreements with the Thackerays. The agreements, what we did is we essentially took that old project that was there, the old kind of the old school development with a sea of asphalt, and what we did is negotiated in good faith with them to come to a series of agreements. And what we did is we entered into a development agreement with them. And as part of that development agreement that we entered into with the Thackerays, we agreed to sell them the property for essentially what we bought it for. And then we agreed to zone it and give it what we called an SSD, kind of an X or a custom zone for that particular property. And we agreed to do some off-site and other improvements. So what we've been doing in the meantime is working with our partners, say like Taylorsville Banyan, the state legislature. We've been able to effectively procure money from other resources like the state of Utah and using other, say, other relief aid that's been available to procure some money to really work on that particular project. So we've essentially already agreed to sell the property to the developer. The good news is we bought property in the past, and as part of an incentive, I say we as the RDA, has bought property in the past and has sold it at maybe a discounted rate or other things in order to spur economic development in that particular area. In this particular project, we're not doing that. We're going to be able to get the money that we need out of it in order to pay the bonds. The developer is going to pay us definitely. That essentially, it's almost a hold harmless for us in terms of that property. And so the amount that we've negotiated with them is based on the actual purchase price of that property. It was kind of the baseline we used to negotiate with them, and they were pretty good about it. I mean, look, you're very smart people. You know that the development community is going to try to get the very best deal on this property they can. They're like, hey, if we're going to develop this property, how about you discount this? In fact, we actually thought what would happen just in a vacuum without dealing with the factories, we thought that the developer would ask us to give them that property as part of the deal. In fact, we were prepared knowing that they may make that ask. So you give us that property and then we'll develop this. The great news is working with the Thackerays as part of a global deal, they didn't ask for that. So that just kind of tells you that who we're dealing with here. So essentially what they've agreed to do, and this was all part of a negotiated agreement with the development agreement. This is just a baby piece of that that'll be attached to that development agreement. We just haven't brought it in for a landing. We could have done this at the same time we did the development agreement and the zoning change and all those other things, but they weren't quite ready. And so now they are. And essentially how the deal works is they're going to buy the property from us for almost $1.9 million. And how they're going to do it is they're going to pay us equal installments over 5 years at $375,000. It's true that there isn't an interest component in the deal. And how often does a person get to buy a property like that without the interest? But keep in mind, we were prepared for someone to say, hey, how about the RDA? You want some skin in the game here. How about you give us this corner piece? Because we're gonna dump $450 million into it. How about you do your part? And look, cities are doing this everywhere just to try to get property developed because these retail centers are just sitting. So we actually felt like it was a really great deal in terms of this particular part of it. And our strong recommendation, of course, is that you approve the sale of the property. The fact of the matter is that you already have in the development agreement. This is just really pro forma in terms of completing the deal. So really the terms and conditions are just to just kind of reset it is we're going to get nearly $1.9 million. They're going to pay us over 5 years at $375,000 a year. We will be able to pay our bond, and it's in full, is my understanding with that, because that's essentially, so the money will pay the bond off, and then they'll be able to just level that property and include it in with the development that they're going to put into that particular parcel of property. So what we've done is we've made it simple to make this deal happen. I've negotiated personally with the Thackeray Group. Johnny is an attorney too who works for the Thackeray Group. Johnny Thackeray is a lawyer, and he and I negotiated the terms and conditions of this deal. And my recommendation is that you adopt the RDA resolution, which is 2202, which will approve the real estate transaction with the Thackeray Group, and then they are going to work with the existing tenant in the building in order to work out a schedule in terms of when they'll leave, because they're not very far away from tearing down the Kmart and other, you know, and the other buildings there. And I'm not exactly sure what the schedule will be on the Graymar property, the property that we own. And I don't know if JT or Mayor know, but that will really be between the tenant and the new property owner. And everybody knows, and even the tenants know, that this is coming, because everybody knows that we wanted to redevelop that particular parcel of property. So I hope that answers the questions and maybe kind of resets where we are. And if there's any members of the public who are streaming online or here who have some questions about it, I'm always happy to answer the questions about the global deal. The issue is, of course, is to not think about this particular transaction in a vacuum. It's part of a deal that's going to bring, you know, arguably a $500,000 development to the community. And that, of course, is making some progress. I know that I'm sure at some point we'll have Wayne will give an update on where we are with that. But they've even turned in plans, and basically the planning department is working with them on, you know, on their site plan and everything. So this particular project is roaring down the tracks. They're really excited about it. It's going to be great. The community's happy about it.
That building.
They are. It's going to be their responsibility to do everything from here. And like I said, it's a globalized deal. This is part of it. But interestingly enough, even if you look at this in a vacuum, this is a good deal for us, because typically RDAs buy tricky properties, and they cut good deals with someone who's willing to come in and make a massive investment in the community. But we're really being held harmless on this piece of it, which I'm really happy to report to you. So if you don't have any questions for me, my recommendation, of course, is that you adopt the resolution 2202 as presented, and then we can have the mayor sign this, and we'll get this off to the Thackerays and just continue the project.
Awesome. Bob?
Okay. If you're willing to take the
motion. I'll entertain a motion.
Okay. For the motion, Tracy, as far as the, just a quick question, I hope it's appropriate, just on the bond, was there much interest that we'll be losing? I'm assuming that's a drop in a bucket, right?
You know, I'm not exactly sure what our interest rate on that particular property is, but I'm guessing it's in the neighborhood of 3-4%.
I'm fairly sure it's less than.
And it's probably, it probably is. It could be as low as under 2%.
I believe it is.
Yeah, it very well could be. And so in terms of, we haven't had to pay a lot of interest on that either.
Okay.
So the bonds will be taken care of, will be held harmless, and then, you know, we'll, because we've actually been losing, if we really want to get technical, council member, we haven't been getting enough from the rents to pay the bond in its entirety. There's been a set off, which has been good, because we don't always get that with property we own. So we've been held a little bit harmless. But Scott told me when I talked to him about this a few weeks ago that the bond, that the payment doesn't quite cover the bond. So we're going to get a little bit of a net gain in terms of what our payout is when this is done too.
Okay. Thank you.
Hopefully that is helpful and didn't murky the water.
No, thank you. Clear as mud. Bob?
Okay. I'll make the motion that we adopt resolution number RDA 22-02, the resolution as has been presented by Tracy. Is that sufficient, Tracy?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yes, I'll second it.
Councilmember Burgess, can we get a roll call?
Board Member Harker?
Yes.
Board Member Cochran?
Yes.
Board Member Burgess?
Yes.
Board Chair Barbieri, sorry.
Yes.
And Board Member Knutson?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Other matters? Any? Anyone? Crickets? Okay. Then we will go ahead and adjourn. Thank you, everyone. Aye.